Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI The Heartland. And today I have the Executive Director, International Speaker, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brandon. Thank you.
So, a while ago, Vince got inspired by another executive director, Hazel Walker, and she had a concept that, I mean, it's not new, but I think it's focused. It has direction to it, and let's not lie, it's a lot easier to knock out a plan when there's direction, a rhyme, and a reason, versus just, hey, this sounds like a great idea, let's try it. And it's called the 6x6 program. So Vince, go ahead, just give us a quick definition of what the 6x6 program is, and then we'll dig into a couple pieces of it.
Basically, Brandon, and for our listeners, the 6x6 program divides your chapter into six smaller groups consisting of six people. That's really the easiest description of it, and we're going to go a little bit more in depth as to what those six small groups are or what they represent, but basically taking your chapter and dividing it so that each of those six smaller groups have six people in it. Now, where's that number come from? That's an important first step to cover. When you look at the BNI agenda, the agenda is built for 35 people, meaning that you can be done on time, 90 minutes, with 35 people in the room, giving 35 weekly presentations at 60 seconds, and having one feature presentation at 10 minutes. You can get done and stay on track with the agenda. So that's where the 6x6 program came from. Don't call me crazy for, you know, 6x6 is 36, and we talked about 35 members. But again, that's where the idea came from and was derived originally.
And we are going to talk about contact spheres. That's kind of the divided group that Vince was talking about. We're not promoting to divide your chapter in any social way, but this is to focus on contact spheres. Now, we have a wide variety of listeners, and I believe contact spheres and power teams in the last few years has very much turned into the same thing. They're definition-wise, they're very, very different. So as you're listening to this, I want you to realize if in your area or your chapter, power teams are the passive group of people that one referral comes in and everybody can help, those are going to be your contact spheres.
Yeah, power teams are the active one where you may not share the same target market per se, but you're able to pass referrals to one another. I tell a story about a commercial janitorial cleaner and a Mary Kay Cosmetics representative that formed a power team. Traditionally, power teams can be really two people, a team, two people, where a contact sphere is going to be larger than that. And it's going to be a little bit more passive in that, you know, you're kind of part of a contact sphere by default. Your mortgage lender, your realtor, your property casualty insurance agent, the home inspector, and maybe some tradespeople all are part of a contact sphere, but not necessarily committed to one another's growth like you would be with a team of two and a power team. So again, we're going to be talking about contact spheres today and how to maximize your chapter, the size of your chapter, and really the size of the contact sphere that you belong to. So you okay if I continue?
Yeah, dig right in.
So if you, again, refer back to your member success program, and for those of you that maybe haven't been through in a while, I would encourage you to go back through and revisit certain things about it. But in there, you have a page on contact spheres. And one of the neat things about that page is it gives you some examples. And I believe there's actually 9 broad categories that it gives you as an example. I'm going to talk about 6. Again, I'm going to stick with our theme, 6x6. Most of your chapters have at least one or two people that represent a profession, a classification that would be in a contact sphere. For instance, real estate, financial, business, health and wellness, technology, events. So That's an example of six. And if you start digging down, you're going to see in business and a corporate attorney, a business coach, human resources, in health and wellness, you're going to see a chiropractor, a dentist, a massage therapist. In events, you're going to see a DJ, a bridal shop, a florist, real estate. You know, again, you know what some of these are. But what I want you to do is I want you to think about your chapter. I want you to think specifically about who you have in your chapter and see what contact spheres are represented, even if it's only by one person in your current chapter. And literally divide up the room. And again, we're not talking about dividing your chapter and in a negative manner. Divide up the room so you can see what area has the most people. You might have one that has 7, 8, 9 people, but you might have another one that has one. And your goal should be to get all those that are less than whatever the most is. So in my example, I just said you might have one that has 7, 8, 9, but you might have one that has only 1 or 2. Your goal should be to get that one that has 1 or 2 closer in line or equal to the one that has 7 or 8. Now you might have one that has 4 or 5. Again, get that one in line with the one that has 7 or 8. And if you do that, I'm going to go back to our theme, 6 by 6. If you have 6 contact spheres and you get them all to 6 people, you have a chapter size of 36. Now, what about those that have smaller chapters, or maybe you only have 4 contact spheres? Well, then get the 4 contact spheres equal, because I'm almost positive that you'll still have one that has more than the others. So if you have a smaller chapter and one has 6 people in it, let's get the other 4 to 6 people. Then let's introduce a new market, a new contact sphere. Get that 5th one to 6, 7, 8 people. Okay, now I know some of your chapters or some of you are listening going, well, my chapter's 60 people. If you remember back to the page I referred to, I said there's 9 contact spheres listed on there. You can divide your room into 9 contact spheres. 9 contact spheres, and I think the minimum number of examples on that list is 9 mm-hmm. professions. That's 81 members. Now, again, I'm not telling you all of you need to go out and build 81 member chapters. However, your goal is to increase your business, right? So that sure be nice, having 81 people or even 9 people growing your business, helping you while you help them. Think about it. In your contact sphere, most of your business, let's use the 80-20 rule for sake of example. 80% of your business is going to come from your contact sphere. It behooves you to have more people in there so that you can get more business. That's ultimately why you became part of BNI, to grow your business. So whether your chapter is 20, 40, or 60 members, this program can be used to help you and your chapter reach higher goals. I think a great goal to move forward through the summer is to grow your chapter by 1 new member per month. 1 new member per month. Imagine your chapter if you added 12 members a year or more. Now, people are going to move. People are going to change jobs. You may not be net 12 on the plus side at the end of the year. But do you think maybe you could be +7, +8? I think it's definitely possible. And the way to do it is start to really focus on the contact spheres. Get them to an equal point, whether it's 6 by 6 or 9 by 9 or 4 by 6, 5 by 6. You got to start somewhere. And I'm pretty passionate about the 6x6 program. As Brandon mentioned, it was an idea that was shared with me by a fellow executive director from Indiana, also an international speaker and trainer, Hazel Walker. I encourage you to look her up on BNI Indiana. I know she shares a lot of insightful education, and I want to thank her for this idea. I guess publicly, nationally or internationally, whatever it may be. Hazel, if you're listening, thank you. Maybe when you listen, thank you. But that's it. 6x6 is the theme, but it can be used as your chapter needs it. So thanks a lot, Brandon. I think that covers the topic. If you have anything to add here at the end, I think this would be the time.
The only thing I'll reiterate, I'm not a numbers guy like Vince is. If you ever sit down at a meeting with us, you will learn that very, very quickly. But he touched on the benefit, the why of this. There's a lot of numbers thrown around on this podcast. If you got lost on them, you and me both. Of course, Vince, I'm not joking. He does not have any of those numbers written down. He is very good at numbers. But the whole point of it is, if you have people that are like-minded in your contact sphere and you're going to pass more business, you're going to grow your business. And that's the point of why we're doing this. And Vince touched on that. So,
well, yeah, I think that's absolutely perfect, Brandon. You don't have to be a numbers person. You just need to be able to look around and see the room and figure out how to make it equal. And maybe when your chapter has an opening for a certain profession, maybe instead of just focusing on that profession, you focus not only on that profession, but you focus on that contact sphere.
Awesome.
So instead of just adding one person, maybe you're able to add two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And do it together. They will bring other people. And your new members, for those of you that are listening, new members, look around your contact sphere. Think about your friends, your colleagues, the people you're already doing business with. Have you invited them? Now's probably the time. If not now, then when? With that, Brandon, I think I'll let you take us into the close.
Perfect. As a reminder, these podcasts are for our members. So if there's ever a topic you'd like us to cover, please email us at podcast@BNIHeartland, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Thank you again, Vince, for your insight and your passion. We were excited to do this podcast, and I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.